I know what you're thinking. Trump really screwed up this time, but he's going to get away with it. Going to stonewall and throw accusations at his accusers. Going to get support from the scoundrels who call themselves patriots in the GOP Congress. Just like after the Mueller report. Sure, they caught him red-handed extorting the Ukrainians. Sure, the whistleblower spelled it out. Of course, that idiot Giuliani admitted they were asking for quid pro quo, money for arms to fight the Russians in exchange for investigating Biden and Biden's son. Absolutely, they were involving a foreign government in American elections, just like they did in 2016. So, what's new? My buddies on the left coast, all worried that impeaching this guy will just open up the Democrats to charges of poor sportsmanship. Sour grapes over losing the last election. Make the Donald a victim that will garner renewed support. They think the GOP apologists will rally behind him, form an impenetrable wall between impeachment and conviction, end up throwing the 2020 election to Trump when it might have been better to just stay quiet. I spent one entire summer watching Watergate. Yeah, I could have been looking for a job. Me being right out of college, but I was planning a career as a slacker, and Watergate looked pretty damn interesting for a guy who came out of the 60s with a degree in sociology. I thought of it as kind of a graduate study, an audit with no future diploma. I still do. Of course, it was the beginning of an addiction that has menaced me for a lifetime. Nixon was a pretty savvy crook, too. He even ran a secret war in Cambodia. But he seemed bulletproof just like the Trumpster. Looked like even napalm wouldn't dislodge the guy from his perch in the White House. But in the end, he was the victim of those tapes in his office, and by the time he was drinking heavily, praying with Henry Kissinger on the floor, raging like Lear at the injustice of puny underlings nibbling at his socks, he was a broken man tossed into the garbage bin of history. Poor Donald doesn't even have the balm of booze to fall back on. And I seriously doubt he's getting on his knees to ask supplication from the Lord with that boo Pence. There's no Kissinger to give advice. Donald plays by his own dim lights. And admittedly, the sycophants will defend him. But when the ship starts to list and the water churns below decks, the rats are going to flee. It was, after all, the Republicans who came to Nixon and said, "Resign or else." Courage in the face of disaster isn't in Trump's cards either. And in the end, both will go down howling. They were not crooks. But of course,